This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 after the hour now on the DJV show with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We have Jennifer's list of things that are trending, and I'm wondering, curious minds want to know, Jennifer, what things are trending that will cause us concern, want to take action, want to talk about them. What the heck is going on?
There's always so much, but I always find three big stories, and they're from all over the place. First, over the weekend, a TV reporter who covers the Atlanta Braves for Fox Sports South suffered a fractured eye socket after she was hit by a foul ball. Ooh. She's a champ. She posted a picture of herself with a black eye eating some Starburst jelly beans on Sunday. But her name is Kelsey Wingert. She was struck Friday night while standing in the camera well past the Braves' first base dugout. It was Odubel Herrera of the Phillies that grounded the foul in the seventh inning that hit her. In a statement on its Twitter account, the network says Wingert was briefly hospitalized and was resting comfortably on Saturday. They expected her back on the job soon. She posted an update on her Twitter account expressing thanks for support and adding it could have been much worse. She retweeted a photo of her black eye after she returned home. And, of course, the Braves released a statement wishing her a speedy recovery. Poor thing. Jeez.
Not a good...
Also,
you don't wish that on anybody. That hurts.
No, then that's scary. Yikes. I don't even want to think about it. Sometimes those balls are going at 90, 100 miles an hour. All right. Follow-up to a story that we were following locally here in California. That's the state where I broadcast from. But we've been talking about this a lot, Doug, Victoria, Kara. The California Highway Patrol on Sunday said that evidence suggests that the SUV carrying the family, remember, that drove off the side of Pacific Coast Highway, was at one point stopped and then accelerated off the side of the road. Now, those new revelations raise even more questions about whether or not the incident was really deliberate. Greg Bartz is the acting assistant chief of patrol's Northern Division up in that area, and he said based on preliminary evidence, investigators now have reason to believe that the crash was intentional. The speedometer of the SUV was pinned at 90 miles an hour when the vehicle was discovered crushed along the rocks on the shoreline, according to court documents.
Strange people's ideas. Oof,
have there been any updates on the other three kids that they hadn't found before?
I believe that they're still looking. They say that the other three are missing and feared dead. They determined that three of the six children are dead. The other three are still missing and feared dead. So, and the mothers both, this was a lesbian couple, Jennifer and Sarah Margaret Hart, were both 38.
The idea that, like, even if something is wrong in your family or someone has called, you know, you don't want your kids taken away from you, the idea that you could do that to your children.
It just makes me a little unnerved because these were all kids that they took in and adopted.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were all black kids from very bad homes and neighborhoods.
And it just makes you wonder, look, these problems don't pop up overnight where you just decide one day to pop into your car and go 90 miles an hour off the side of the road. If you're still bringing people into your family and you have six children that you're adopting, man, I don't know. It asks some questions about how that system comes to play, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, what else?
All right, finally today, from the People's Republic of California.
There you are again.
There's another statue controversy. Just when you thought that the statue controversies were over, oh, no. California, still outraged. Native American activists and their supporters have led California, a very liberal city, closer to tearing down what they consider to be an offensive monument of President William McKinley. Now, the activists are in Arcata, California. That's about 280 miles north of San Francisco, so almost at the tippy top of the state. They want the city's 8.5-foot bronze statue of President McKinley taken down because they said the 25th president of the United States was a proponent of settler colonialism, and he savaged, raped, and killed many Native Americans. So in February, the city council of the city, which is a sanctuary city, voted 4-1 to get rid of the statue. They're saying that there's no difference between honoring President McKinley and Robert E. Lee. That's the mayor, at least, telling the newspaper in the area. Arcata, according to the newspaper, was the first American city to ban the sale of genetically modified foods, the first to elect a majority Green Party city council, and one of the first to allow marijuana farming before marijuana was even legal. Now it would be the first city to rip down a presidential statue.
McKinley has...
Talk about Thomas Jefferson's statues, too. Mm. I saw
where?
Locally, in I don't know where it is, maybe in Virginia, but I saw that came up as a little blurb on the news over the weekend. So
all right, so there's
sure.
Two sides of this that have value. One of them is to understand the history of our country, you have to understand who has grown up in our country, who's a part of our country. The history of our country, obviously the history of anything, is made up by the people who share common times and their experiences together. We're often told we get the president we deserve at the time. You know, you get the husband or the wife you deserve, whatever it is, however your thoughts work. McKinley was I was a political science major, and so learned a lot more about some of the presidents that we had than probably needed to. McKinley was not a good guy. He was a very political guy. He was staunchly autocratic. But it shows you at the time the lack of information on people. You know, we talk about it today and people vote names. Well, think about it. Think of all of the things that we learn about those people who are running almost ad nauseum. You know what their underwear, boxers or briefs, you know, do they have bad feet? Have they got something wrong with their neck? Is there some, you know, the sorts of things that we know about with regard to people running for office is endless. And yet, if you go back 100 years, maybe 150 years, because radio was around 100 years ago, but when it was just the print media, and then step back even further on how long the distribution of that information took, in some cases 3 weeks to 3 months, you didn't know who you were voting for. You didn't have an idea. You didn't have a clue who you were voting for. Whether it was local or whether it was regional or the country's presidents, you didn't know who you were voting for. Period. End of story. So that explains why a lot of the people who were presidents were such bad guys, because they were political opportunists. And people didn't know who they were. They'd recognize maybe a name or... But how many times do we hear that today? People get elected because there is name recognition. Can you imagine? Back yourself up 100 years or 200 years and think about how much more true that was then than it is now. The people who got elected were in the right place at the right time, and they often... Had we talk about politics today and the influences, every one of them had an edge or an axe to grind. And they had, you know, in some cases they were trying to feather their own nest, so they were trying to extend the value of the president when Ulysses S. Grant was president. The corruption, oh my God, the railroads were being started. The corruption in this country was unbelievable. The number of Native Americans or people that just got in the way of stuff that these big businesses, you know, we complain about big businesses today, and we got a lot to complain about, but it was ever thus. Yeah, you can listen to the same complaints back. If you go back to the era when the Chinese were building the railroads after slavery supposedly was done away with, that's one of the very infrequently told stories. You know, we all get ourselves worked up about the history of blacks in our country, with good reason. But I don't ever hear much of a focus on the tradition of others being, for example, the Chinese being basically slaves in our country. They built the railroads, and if they didn't do what they were doing out in the middle of nowhere, they get shot, thrown over a hill into a hole. Next. And this was when, this is supposedly during the era of the Industrial Revolution, when we were progressing into the modern state that we are now. So, you know, I didn't mean to get all that serious on that, but you hit a button with me with the story. This Harrison McKinley was another one. They just, we, Polk, just really bad guys. So we have more bad. The history of our country, the fact that we have survived, I say this with a smile on my face, given the leadership that we've had, you think Trump is bad. You have no idea, unless you actually study what these guys were about, how horrible. You know, when Lincoln and Washington kind of shine, and some of the first presidents, Jefferson and the Adams family, and, you know, that bunch that was around earlier, Monroe, they were all motivated, not because, you know, they were good guys that wanted to help the country. They wanted to help themselves. The Adams, a little bit of an exception. Washington, yeah, pretty much an exception to that. Lincoln certainly was an exception.
Wasn't Washington sort of the most reluctant president we've ever had?
Yeah.
And also,
he was the only name
of
anybody.
But,
yeah. Like, you know, he was there. It was like Eisenhower. Eisenhower never really wanted to be president, but things were so. Sort of the Democrats got the short end of the stick. It's too bad because Harry Truman actually was a pretty good president. But Roosevelt overdid so much stuff. The things that we've come to realize now, looking back on the 30s and the amount of social programs, the reason that we're mostly broke today is because of the entitlement stuff that started in the 30s. After the Dust Bowl, after the Depression, you know, you look at all of this stuff and you think, okay, what we have, it's easy to criticize now. Would we have done the same thing if circumstances were different? Well, that's a stupid question. Circumstances weren't different. They were what they were, and in order to save the country, we wouldn't have survived as a country if it hadn't been for what Roosevelt did or what we, you know, when we went into debt after the Depression, we wouldn't have survived. And so, you know, and then you look back on 2008, which was the closest thing to 1929 that we've experienced in our country. There was some of that at the end of World War II, but we've, you know, and we've experienced some hellacious things in the history of our country, and we've had some really bad, you know, I hear myself saying, you know, I didn't think anybody would ever be worse than George Bush. And then I said that about, I didn't think anybody would be worse than Obama. But maybe that's based on my own predisposition to think back about what I know about the presidents of our country way back when and how horrible they were and how horribly mismanaged our country was. And yet here we are. What is it a testament to? We've had leadership that has sucked over most of our lifetime and most of the life of the country. So how has it been that we survived? Think about that for a second. When you think about how bad we complain about leadership today, it's always been bad. So how are we where we are? Think about it. Do some research.
I think we've had social leaders who have gotten us through. I think that I think real leadership has shown up in, you know, in the form of Dr. King and there's so many others. And mm-hmm. You could even some women would even say, you know, we have women like Oprah. You know, there are so many other, I think, cultural leaders that we've had that have gotten us through the political stuff because. Yep. There's no other explanation that I can think of that to be because the people have still somehow rallied and found inspiration and found compassion and have had innovation and all the other things that, you know, we sort of look to the government to provide and it doesn't. And so we've had to just, you know, it's the old necessity is the mother of invention. I think that's why we are where we are.
Well, maybe it's because people have been able to. On a local basis, you know.
Look at the crowdfunding story that we talked about earlier today.
Right.
I think that's right there. That's the
people
crux of
on
it.
Their own. Yeah, good point. 20 minutes after the hour on the DJV show.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My baby's fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Love me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All the flowers grew back as thorns, windows boarded up after the storm. He built a fire just to keep me warm.
This is Taylor Swift at 24 after the hour now on the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. She made a surprise appearance at Nashville's intimate Bluebird Cafe this weekend, performing for about 40 fans at the same club where she started her career. She was invited to perform by the headliner, songwriter Craig Wiseman, who performed acoustic versions of her hits Shake It Off and Love Story, paid tribute to the well-known Nashville venue that is the Bluebird Cafe. Yeah, I went there once. It's all on the wall. Nothing. Hole in the wall.
Yeah, but so many people got their starts there. So
yeah, well, it's a town.
Something's in the water.
That town. It was. It's the Bluebird Cafe has been there for 35 years, and the executive who started the Swift career. The fellow who heard her when she was 14 was there that night. So, it's nice to be able to pay tribute to the source.
That's just like a great place, too, where you can just see all of these huge musicians pop up because so many of them got their starts there. It's like you don't get that in Washington, D.C., really. You know, it's all scheduled concerts. You don't get people just showing up. That's awesome.
You don't get that in New York at all. No music scene in New York.
And you don't get it in Framingham, either. All right, it's 25 after the hour, New Music Monday. Now let's see what we've got here. Victoria and Kara have come up with three new tunes, and names I see. One name I recognize, the other two I do not. Let's start with a song called Things Have Changed by Betty LeVette from her new album of Bob Dylan covers called Things Have Changed.
In a minute now, I'm expecting all of it. I'm locked inside and I'm way out of range.
Sounds like she ought to be singing in one of the talent shows at the Apollo.
I'm very, very shocked that you don't know Betty LeVette, actually.
I do not.
I was counting on you to know this.
What's her story? I don't know.
So, in a nutshell, Betty Levesque, she's 72. She's been around. She's from Detroit. She's been a soul singer her whole life.
Yeah.
And she's had sort of marginal success. Until 2010, The Who was being honored at the Kennedy Center Honors, and she came out and did their song, Love Rain Over Me, which was the final song of the night, and she blew up social media.
Really?
Literally, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend were sitting there with Barbara Streisand next to them. They had tears in their eyes. It was so amazing. So
wow.
She blew up on social media, and I was one of the people on Twitter going, who the hell is this woman? She's phenomenal.
Really?
It spawned a whole album of British rock songs that she covered, which she had never known before because she's a Detroit soul singer.
Huh.
And so now this is the follow-up album where she didn't really know Bob Dylan's music either, but learned and picked some of his songs and reinterpreted them in her own style. She's kind of like a Mavis Staples type, too.
Interesting gig. All right, now we know more about Betty LeBeth. Thank you. Also, here on our New Music Monday Focus, a song called High Horse from Kacey Musgraves. New album is called Golden Hour. What do we know about her?
This is Kara's pick.
She's a country singer, but she's got a really great voice, and it sounds a little bit like she's going to the more pop side, which I think a lot of country artists are doing. We've seen Maren Morris do that. But yeah, I saw her in concert a few years ago. I'm going to see her again this summer with Mr. Harry Styles.
Ooh.
And yeah, I don't know. This song is a lot of fun, and I think that her writing is pretty clever.
It.
This song is about getting off your high horse, and I think you would like a lot of her songs.
Yeah, I like this. Good. All right. And here's the last New Music Monday insertion. New song from Hall & Oates. They haven't done a new song in 16 years. Featured in this song, Philly Forget-Me-Not, is Train's Pat Monahan. So what do we think of this?
Definitely has elements of classic Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's hard to go back sometimes and make yourself relevant after you've been off for a while, but... It's okay.
Well, they're on tour with Train this summer,
they?
So they wanted to have a new song to do together.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
is cool.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't know which one I like best. They're all okay. Thank you. Phil, good. Hall & Oates, Kelsey Musgrave, Betty LeBeth, here at 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce four new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 at the hour on today's DJV show, today being Monday the 2nd of April and all, shall we spend a little more time on April Fool hoaxes? I got a couple of great ones, but I want to get to a few other things first. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, something Victoria and Kara and I can share together. The average American will have eaten over 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduated from high school. Peanut butter was considered a delicacy back in the early 1900s and was only served in the finest tea rooms in places like New York. In a May 1896 article published in Good Housekeeping, a recipe urged homemakers to use a meat grinder to make peanut butter and spread the result on bread. That same year, the magazine Table Talk published a peanut butter sandwich recipe. It's thought to be the first reference of peanut butter paired with jelly on bread. Let's see here. Julia Davis Chandler, 1901, was the first one to do it. The price of a peanut butter sandwich went down because the cost of peanut butter went down. Sandwich became very popular with children. According to the peanut board, during World War II, both peanut butter and jelly were part of the soldiers' military ration list. And then in 1968, the Smucker Company, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good, introduced Goober, a jarred product which combined alternating vertical stripes of peanut butter and jelly for youngsters.
Now,
peanut
that's where they lost me.
And jelly. Yeah.
Have you seen these jars? They still make it.
I have. Yeah, I have.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I don't want it all in one jar.
Why do we have to have somebody make? Why do we have to have always everything done for us? Let's do it for ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about I don't want the jelly and the peanut butter living together before my sandwich happens.
Yeah, I'm very much like I don't mix stuff. Like when I eat Thanksgiving, everything has its own little like separate section on the plate, and I can't. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly, they got to be separate. Also, I don't refrigerate my peanut butter, but I do refrigerate my jelly.
Yeah,
what do you do with it?
Good
then?
Idea.
Well, aren't you supposed to refrigerate peanut butter?
Only if it's like organic and has like the oil on top, which I'm sure is.
I don't even do that. You can buy it in the store. They don't chill it in
once
the store.
Once it's open, but once it's open, you have to refrigerate it. Yeah.
Well, that's what's wrong with my peanut butter.
Oh my!
God.
All right, let's see what else
maybe
is. Maybe
you didn't
passing.
Have a stomach virus last week.
The passing of Stephen Bochco, who was the producer of many television shows, a sad moment. 74 years of age, had cancer. And his past, Hill Street Blues is where he started, but then he did lots of other. I think the one, Hill Street Blues, it's hard to know which one, because they all were so significant. L.A. Law certainly was. When you get right down to that show on ABC that was groundbreaking, I'll never forget Dennis, the actor who always played a cop on TV.
The short guy, Dennis Franz?
Well, Dennis Farina. Was it Farina? No, that was Farina. Was from Chicago.
That's a different guy.
That was,
Dennis Franz. Franz. The guy you're thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His butt was naked on TV.
Yep.
Don't ever forget that.
I don't know how they picked that butt to be the one that's naked on TV.
Yeah. But he made a lot of progress, if that's what you want to call it, in bringing new ideas to television. And so he passed it to 74. The weather around the country is trending because, and I'm wondering, how many of you pay attention to the moon and its cycles? If you saw the moon in the sky over the weekend, it was full, huge, and powerful. Moons like that have an impact, especially when we're where we are, close to the changing of seasons. Mercury's in retrograde. And so the weather, the seasons, people are saying, oh, my God, it was beautiful over the weekend, and now it's snowing, and what's the story? April snow showers will come today and be gone tomorrow. It won't stick to the roadways where the grass is green already. It'll be there for a while, and it'll be gone. But it does bring around people who are seeing their flowers blooming. This is something that annoys people much as anything else, but the reason I bring it up is because I've been listening to Victoria and the breaks all morning long complain about how lousy it was in New York, and I said, wait a day and it'll be gone.
Each time I look out the window, there's more snow. We're supposed to now get 6 inches today.
Really?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get a couple of inches here.
Well, it was supposed to be 1 to 2 inches, and then now they've changed it, and now they say it's going to be 5 to 6 inches.
Yeah. Well,
so
you'll be okay.
So much
Victoria.
For April.
You'll learn. Well, it's only April the 2nd, for God's sakes. Give it a few
years. I know, but I don't remember the last time it snowed.
Oh, I do.
On Easter?
I can remember it snowing the 4th of May 1 year.
Really?
We lost all our power.
Don't jinx us.
The kinds of trees. I've spent the weekend on the farm cleaning up. I filled up the truck with metal that we chopped and cut up from various old pieces of farm equipment that don't work anymore, bring that to the junkyard. But also the trees around here, which we're now beginning to saw, and put the chipper on back of one of the tractors to chip up a lot of these branches that are all over the place. I mean, there are tons, piles of them everywhere. I was going back to that snowstorm in May in 1974, I think it was, and we were milking cows. I had another farm up the street, and I remember losing the whole tank of milk because the power went out and it didn't get established back then because the leaves were fully out on the trees. So you get snow on that, and they were breaking down. I mean, it was a mess for 4 or 5 days. So it's something to hold on to your good thoughts. It'll be gone, and you'll be back to normal before you know it. I had a list somebody sent me of the April Fool's Day hoaxes. As we haven't, I feel like we cheated this year, because we don't really have any April Fools. Back in 1957, the BBC news show Paranorma announced that it was going to, because of the mild winter and the elimination of the dreaded spaghetti weevil, Swiss farmers were enjoying a bumper crop of spaghetti. It accompanied the announcement with footage of Swiss peasants pulling strands of spaghetti down from trees. Huge numbers of viewers were taken in by this. Many people called the BBC wanting to know how they could grow their own spaghetti tree. The BBC replied that they should place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. How about that?
Wow.
Let's see. Sports Illustrated, 1985, published a story about a new rookie pitcher who planned to play for the Mets. His name was Sid Finch, and he could throw a baseball 168 miles an hour. This was 65 miles an hour faster than the previous record. Surprisingly, Mr. Finch had never played the game before. Instead, he had mastered the art of the pitch in a Tibetan monastery under the guidance of the great poet Saint Lama Milarepa. Mets fans celebrated the team's amazing luck at having found such a gifted player. Sports Illustrated was flooded with a request for more information, but in reality, the player only existed in the imagination of the author, and the author was George Plimpton, who pulled more fast ones on more people than anybody else who was around. His currency in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, he was a complete jokester and a prankster.
I'm a big George Plimpton fan, so that's interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
You didn't know that. Well, see?
I did not.
Aren't you glad you're associated with
it? Good thing I stayed listening.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't tune out.
zone out like you normally do.
It was 50-50 there for a minute.
Go off on my toots, right? There you go. All right. I want to underscore something that the folks at MyPillow, Mr. Lindell, I got to get his name right. I'm going to promote his MyPillow generosity. They have lots of things that are all focused on your getting a good night's sleep. Whether it's the pillows, the pillowcases, the mattresses, everything's guaranteed for the most comfortable pillows. Go to MyPillow.com and order the 4-pack and enjoy 50% off when you use the code DJV. That's not all. If you work in honor of Easter and Passover, the folks at MyPillow have decided to provide a MyPillow to a homeless shelter for every new pillow that is sold. So you buy these pillows from MyPillow this week, and they will give in your name a pillow to a homeless shelter. I think it's a fabulous opportunity for you to do two things. One of them is to get great buys on great pillows, and the other thing is to help out somebody in a homeless shelter. So if you're celebrating Easter this week, this is for the happiness and the good of the people in homeless shelters that are there, most of them not by choice. So you get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at half price. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. And a pillow will be sent to a homeless shelter as well as your purchase.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This portion of the DJV show brought to you in part by Progressive and their home insurance. Get your quote for your home insurance at progressive.com. Progressive.com. Also, beside the home, you can get your... Put the things together. Home insurance and car insurance. Multiple quote options. Pick what's right for you. See yourself at progressive.com. It's easy to compare quotes and get a great rate. The new Home Quote Explorer is only at progressive.com. A couple of miscellaneous items that are of interest in import today, at least I think they are. One of India's most famous landmarks is the Taj Mahal. Who, when I say that word, doesn't get that image of that huge... It's like a three monument. I've never been to India, but I would like to go to see the Taj Mahal. This is, by the way, if you didn't know it, it's a tomb listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. 50,000 visitors a day go to the Taj Mahal. And so now they're planning to place a three-hour cap the country on visits to avoid overcrowding at this location. People end up spending the whole day there. Number of visitors keeps increasing. Officials say limiting time spent for tourists there is to ensure that there are incidents or not incidents and accidents there, because there are a lot of people and the people pushing and shoving and things like that. So 3 hours. I can imagine you'd be able to take in a whole lot there in 3 hours. It's like I would equate this to an experience that I had in Israel. When you go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, especially at this time of year, you can spend the whole day waiting to get in. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is built around the mount where Jesus was crucified. So when you walk in, all the things that have been preserved from the slab that Jesus' body was put on to the place where it was stored before it was put out into the tomb. The whole thing is fascinating, but you can wait. I've been in there three times, I think, in my visits to Jerusalem, and you can wait. Yeah, I'm talking, you can spend it easy a day, and sometimes you won't even get in because there's so many people going in and out of there. But it's a fan, and it's the same kind of thing, I think. Question: do maternal grandparents have an advantage? If you grew up feeling a stronger bond with your maternal grandparents than your paternal ones, that may not be all in your head. According to a study, a woman's bond with her parents often lends itself to an increased feeling of closeness, strengthening the grandparent and grandchild bond. On the opposite side of the spectrum, paternal grandparents, the father's side, often feel a sense of encroaching on space when it comes to spending time with their grandchildren. Not with this one, it doesn't, but... It does. I think about my own circumstances, my own parents. What about you girls? You're stronger. You feel better about your maternal grandmother?
I only had one grandparent. My grandparents were all deceased by the time I came around. But it was my mom's dad, so yeah.
Okay. All right, there's something to think about. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour, this is the music from the Terminator movies, with obvious focus on Arnold Schwarzenegger and his very serious heart operation, which had complications. But I think he's going to be a-okay, Chucker. Seems that's the case now.
Hopefully, it looks that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
yeah, we want to just say best wishes to Arnold, who had emergency heart surgery on Saturday morning. One of my favorites. I'm a big fan.
Well, I think when he woke up after the operation, the story is the first thing he said is, "I am Bach." So, but he realized the serious
nature. That is funny.
Yeah, the serious nature of this.
It
was nothing you want to mess with. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments, a review of the top 10, top 5, actually, box office specials. We were talking off the air about the Isle of Dogs. The headline in my local newspaper, "The Isle of Dogs will get everybody's tail wagging." It's a good, solid review of this. The voice of Bryan Cranston, Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, among others, are in this. I don't know Wes Anderson. You sort of discouraged me because you don't like his stuff.
He did a movie called Moonrise Kingdom. The critics seem to like him. I'm not a big fan.
See, I love him. Life Aquatic, The Royal Tenenbaums, I love Wes Anderson.
I didn't like The Royal Tenenbaums at all.
Oh, really?
Then you wouldn't. Very quirky director.
I go to see pretty much everything Gene Hackman was ever in.
You didn't think he was brilliant as Royal Tenenbaum in that?
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's just, it wasn't. It, trying to figure out what was going on was what made me. There's a lot of diversity in films these days. You see more of it. I tend to, especially when I'm in Los Angeles, spend time at the art, what Chucker calls the art houses, where you don't always get the full swing. Like there's a movie I haven't seen yet that has Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren.
Oh, that looks good.
It does look good, yeah. But that's not out in major release anywhere. All of these, you know, shoot 'em ups and all of the cinematic phoniness that comes from these big monsters. I mean, who wants to see? It's the same story over and over. Okay, once in a while it's okay, but every week, Chucker, there's a different one of these things out. The reason I didn't want to see Spielberg's movie is because I couldn't figure out what the hell it was really all about. And then when I did dig into it, it has some creepy crawlies in it, and I don't want to see creepy crawlies. You're laughing. All right, we'll find out. He's laughing. We'll find out how the movie did after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yes, it was a grossly unethical experiment because you are playing with the psychology of an entire country without their consent or awareness.
From an NBC News interview, that's Christopher Wiley, the whistleblower at the heart of the Facebook Cambridge Analytica data scandal. What's this all about? Well, if you're a Facebook user or user of any social media platform, you should be very careful with how much private information you're sharing. Facebook is under intense scrutiny since the New York Times and the Guardian newspapers reported that former Trump campaign consultant Cambridge Analytica used Facebook data, including user likes, were inappropriate. Obtained from 50 million Facebook users. The bottom line, review your privacy settings and always be careful with what and with whom you share information online.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have at the box office, first of all?
Ready Player One, Spielberg's new movie, did open in number one, $41 million over 3 days. It's going to do $53 over the four-day weekend. I think that's a strong enough debut, and I do believe word of mouth is going to be really good, and this film will have legs for the next month or so. Tyler Perry's Acrimony came in second, $17 million. Black Panther still doing extremely well, $11 million, $650 million in 7 weeks. I can only imagine faith-based film doing extremely well. Also, $11 million, $55 million in 3 weeks. This is the biggest movie, Roadside Attractions, the independent production company has ever had, and Pacific Rim Uprising, another giant robot film that I know you were not first online, but second, at $9.2 million, $45 million in 2 weeks of release. Just wanted to point out that Stephen Boschko, one of the most prolific creators of television, creator of L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, that was a groundbreaking program, and also Doogie Howser, passed away at the age of 74, 10-time Emmy winner, a very, very talented guy, and a very good friend of Steven Spielberg. They worked together, I believe, on the first episode of Columbo. He wrote it, Boschko, and Spielberg directed it.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about Doogie Howser. That was his as well.
That was a really good show.
You can't find a thing that he was associated with that didn't do well. Very
correct.
Creative, imaginative, and pleasant fellow. So, too bad. Bad lymphoma. All right, Chucker, thanks. 10:50.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.